Good afternoon and welcome to the Seagate Rackets podcast. This is John Phillips, Director of Rackets here at the Seagate Country Club with my update on our program, where we are as of June 21st, 2022. I apologize embarrassingly enough. It's been over a year since I have used this platform to be able to communicate with members, but nevertheless, here I am looking to do a podcast probably twice a month. And I think this next month of July is going to be a little special because I'll be interviewing five directors in the area from five clubs. And it's just a chance for them to share some knowledge, share their experience, share some thoughts on tennis that they can speak with me about. And certainly I hope is beneficial to the members here at Seagate. And that will be during the month of July. And, you know, again, a lot of this platform I think can be used and be very beneficial, not just for the interviews with the directors, but also for a way for me to communicate with any updates when it comes to our program. Speaking of our program, we have two updates. One, a little change in our summer schedule. Everything is pretty much the same with the exception of Fridays. We are holding off on our Friday cardio clinic, but we will still have our Sunday pickleball drop-in at 8:30 in the morning. We will still have our tennis skills clinic on Wednesday at 9 a.m., our pickleball clinic Wednesday 5 p.m. and then the pickleball mixer follows that clinic Wednesday at 6 p.m. So that all stays where it is. I would like to, one thing I would recommend is if you do come or plan on coming on Sunday for our pickleball drop-in, I would encourage members to sign up. I know it's called a drop-in, which means no, players don't have to sign up. But one thing that I noticed this past Sunday was that two members came at 8:30, probably saw that no one was there while I was teaching a lesson. They left. 10 minutes later, another member comes, but no one's there. And then again, 10 minutes later, it seemed like another member came. And again, probably had enough people for a game. But when someone comes and they see empty courts, sometimes they, they'll just assume that no one's showed up and they'll go home. Little do they know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes later, they might have more people to join them on that pickleball court. And sometimes, hopefully, what we will be able to do is have members be able to look and see the people that have registered for those Sunday mornings. We've had, you know, good turnout despite the hot and humid weather that has picked up a little bit for this Sunday drop-in. So we're going to continue this throughout the summer. And again, online, if you can, sign up. It allows other players to see who's coming on those Sunday mornings so that they can plan accordingly. In terms of court renovations, everything's still planned for August to commence in terms of going and expanding from four tennis courts to five tennis courts, and then for new pickleball courts to replace the old pickleball courts. Why is that important? Well, because any of you who have participated in an event or just play pickleball in general over there will notice that it's not regulation sized courts. It really hurts us when it comes down to trying to be a part of leagues, liability issues. But also when we have events, there's not a lot of seating area. It's very difficult if you're going to have 20 to 30 people, some people playing, some people watching, to have a comfortable place to be. So that is something that will be going on this summer. Again, expanding from four to five tennis courts and the new pickleball space as well. And then again, this is not to say that this is it, that there's no more courts that are going to be added, that once this takes place, done, we've run out of space, this is all you're going to get as a Seagate Country Club member. But as of right now, this is the project that is looking to take place this August of 2022. And again, you know, if everything goes according to plan and obviously things continue to go in the right direction, it's great to know that there is room for expansion in terms of taking those numbers of courts and being able to do more with them in the future. But that's pretty much it for me today. Again, I just wanted to welcome everyone back. I will certainly do a better job using this podcast, definitely less than a year from now, unlike last time. And I actually will be back, hopefully, if everything goes according to plan, early July to give you another update, but also to start streaming in some of those interviews that I will be having with directors in the area, and will send out emails every time a podcast comes up to keep you all in the loop. And I hope you have a great day and a great summer, and I'll be we'll chat soon.